if you could firstly, Emma, just talk us through exactly what happened. I mean, was this a result of the excess rainfall that we've had?
Well, we've had a flooded pumping station on the outskirts of Stamford, which made the pumps go offline. And what that means is that there's no water moving into the Stamford area. So we're really sorry. We know that's not how people wanted to start their week. We know how inconvenient it is to be without water for any length of time. And we are really grateful to everyone for their patience overnight and today. We've had teams working since last night through the night to get things back online, and I'm pleased to say that most people should now be back on water now that the pumps are working normally again, although it will take a little bit of time for pressure to get back up to normal. And customers living in maybe slightly higher parts of Stamford again might find that they're on low pressure or still off water at the moment while we go through the evening peak, while people are cooking dinner and things. But water is getting back into Stamford now, and things will be getting back to normal through the evening.
And people are saying as well that the water's coming out, you know, a bit cloudy, a bit yellow as well, but they need to run it a bit.
That's right. You obviously know your water quality tips. So absolutely, after a situation like this where there's been an outage and the pressure's dropped in the system, when the water goes back through the pipes, it just can create air in the system, which is why it looks milky or cloudy. That's millions of tiny air bubbles, nothing to worry about, and will just clear if you let it run or stand in a jug. Equally, you can get some discoloration, and I think there's some reports of yellow water. We just encourage people to run that water into a bowl and then use it on the garden or use it to water plants in the house and things, and it will eventually run clear. If they've got any concerns, of course, then get in touch.
And you've had quite a team on this, haven't you? I mean, you know, I went down to Morrison's and there were lots of people there ready to lend a hand, and I know Red Lion Square as well. And that's in addition to the people who are actually fixing the problem.
It has been the absolute priority for the last 24 or more hours, Rob, I can promise you. And as I say, it is a real rarity for anyone to be off water for this length of time. So I can only apologise for that. But absolutely, we have made sure that we've got engineering teams, and our priority is always to get water back to people's taps, because, of course, that's far more convenient than having to send someone to a bottled water station. But equally, we needed to make sure that customers had that option available to them as well. So we have actually delivered bottled water to customers who are vulnerable. We've delivered that to their door, and I would encourage anyone after this situation to have a look at our priority services register, and if they are not already signed up, to make sure that whether it's for them, someone they care for, or a relative, that if they are eligible, that they sign up so that we can help them at times like these.
And as far as actually collecting bottled water, I mean, the time people were doing it, the supply hadn't been quite restored. But actually, the demand for bottled water brought Stamford almost to a halt. There were so many people who wanted to actually make sure that they got some earlier.
Yeah, and I apologise for that. I think I'm sure everyone who lives locally knows what traffic's like in Stamford normally, and then you throw something like this into the mix. So I do apologise for that. It's really difficult to find actually a site in Stamford town that can accommodate everything we need to do. And Morrison's did come out top of the list, and that site does remain open. It's open till at least 9 o'clock tonight for anyone, as I say, that might be at higher ground within the Stamford area who still hasn't got normal pressure, isn't back on water. And we'd ask that if you've got water coming out the tap, just keep using it there. Leave the bottled water sites now for those that really, really, truly need it. But water pressure will be building back through the evening as we move through this dinner time period. But it's always tricky finding a site where we can, you know, get at that bottled water to people that they desperately need without causing too much disruption.
Indeed. So I suppose in a way you're starting to wind down your response, just making sure that everyone's got the water. And by the end of this evening, you should be able to stand down, hopefully.
I would hope so. We'll always have people keeping a close eye on things until we're absolutely sure that, you know, 100% everyone's got normal pressure and things are back to normal. And there'll be a lot of lessons learned and reviewing that goes on after this as well. So it's not just a case of walking away. But yes, certainly the engineering solution is now in place. So we can start to look at just making sure pressures are in the network, are building back, and that every customer has got water. So we're over the hump, as we might say.
Emma Staples from Anglian Water, thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound. Appreciate your time this evening.
Thanks so much, Robin. Thanks to everyone in Stamford.